Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. Again, we're at Nashville Super Speedway. It's draft day. There's going to be drafting this weekend at the Talladega Super Speedway with Noah Gregson and his fellow drivers. He has joined us now, driver of the number 4 for Front Row Motorsports and Rush Truck Sim. I know Talladega is always unpredictable.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast down there. I love going to Talladega, and it's a party with the race going, a couple races going on. Fun.
What do you think about this place here at the Nashville Super Speedway?
Nashville is fun as well. There's nothing like it. Coming out in Groves, and it's always fun being down on country music. Yeah, them. It's always cool to meet them and maybe get a selfie. My buddy Hardy, he came out to the race last year, checked it out, so it's a good time.
Yeah, Hardy gets very much into this. So, has this year been to this point? Obviously, you had to deal with all the stuff with Stuart Haas last year. Is it nice to kind of feel settled in?
Yeah, it's good just to be able to not relax by any means, but be able to lock in and focus in with a new group. And I feel like Pro Motorsports has been a really good position. Stuart Haas, a lot of the guys have come with me from the 10 team last year, so over to the number 4 car, it's been kind of a seamless transition, but it's a organization. It's a great group, and we'll see.
Well, you head to Talladega. What do you like about Talladega? As a fan, I like it because you can go fast. There's a little chaos involved and all that. As a driver, what do you like about that track?
I like the party scene, personally.
What the you?
Not saying I'm going to go out and tear it up all night, but
Talladega Boulevard and on a golf cart and just see, you know, all the different bars they built up and all the fans and they hear a concert. It's just the atmosphere there for me. Obviously, high bass and you're hauling ass around that place, right? But at the same time, it's super cool because the fans are just so involved. They're right there, and I try to spend a lot of time with the fans, so it's a good time.
You talk about, you know, having a good time. Obviously, we love to have a good time. When do you rest? Do you get rest Monday night? Are you Monday night, do you sit on your couch and fall asleep?
No, I mean, there's a lot of dead time, so we only have one lap of qualifying, and then we race. So there's probably too much dead time, so there's dead time to rest, but there's also probably a little time in there to go golfing and have some fun with the boys on the boulevard, but yeah, pretty much Saturday I try to just relax and we'll qualify on Saturday. I try to probably hit it harder than I should on Friday nights and and then get ready to go for Sunday.
All right, so in football, we watch tape on our opponents. All that. Do you watch any tape on drivers? How does this all work? What's your scouting for Talladega?
Yeah, so you somewhat know who this good super speedway races are. We get a whole report going into the race weekend on, hey, if you can choose the bottom on a restart or choose the top, depending on what position you're in, there's a lot of analytical data that goes into it. So we also watch film on different moves that guys have made to set themselves up for success. We look at data. So we have telemetry with the cars. It's called SFT data. And you're able to see mile per hour, RPMs, throttle, brake, steering wheel angle of any car in the field. So we can look and see, okay, this guy was, you know, trying to set himself up for a pass. Here's what he was doing with his brake pressure. Here's what he was doing with his throttle, how much throttle he was using. So we can kind of see, you know, the differences in driving styles as well and try to hone in on what we think is going to be the best approach going into the weekend.
Don't you come in here and try to be humble with me. You're a smart young man. I mean, that's a lot that you have to digest. You have an entire team depending on you.
Yeah, it's a lot to manage, and it's a handful at some times, and I'm probably a handful for them to manage as well. But we got such a great group at the team I'm with right now, and that I've been able to surround myself with. So that's been super special to be able to, you know, kind of, you know, when I was racing when I was younger, it was fun. Track, got a car, did practice, got out, maybe drove an RC car through the football, hung out on my computer, and right, you have to be on top of the game. Everybody's good. Everybody has won races in the lower levels, and it's hard to get that competitive edge on the other guys.
So when you win on Sunday, you're going to winner's circle, whatever that they called. What's it called?
Victory Lane.
Victory Lane. There you go. You're going to say shout out to Chase and
Big
Joe.
That's right. That's right.
Because they believed in me, and therefore I believed in myself.
That's right.
Sunday. Thank you.
We finished third at Talladega in this race last year, so we need a couple spots better.
There you go.
Well, Talladega is so unpredictable. It's interesting you get all the data and everything. At some point, does that all go out the window? Because it's basically, if you're there at the end of the race, it means you've survived. You've gotten through the big win or something. Then is it just kind of like, hey, I'm going to see if somebody will work with me and just get to the front and hold it wide open, basically?
Yeah, there's a lot. So, like, with the fuel savings, so.
Yeah.
We'll be riding probably 3 or 4 seconds off of the fastest pace in the pack, just saving fuel. But if you're deep in the pack, you might as well burn gas for a couple laps and pass them all on the outside and then save fuel from the front. So there's a lot of strategy, a lot of management throughout the race on your track position and how you want to kind of set yourself up and where you want to be at the end of the race. So there are risks and rewards from going wide open throttle the whole time. You're going to have to take longer on pit road, and you're going to come off pit road after that next pit stop in the back because you got to wait on fuel so much. So you're just trying to set yourself up for the last pit stop. But the big one always happens. That's what we call it at Talladega and Daytona. It's the big one. We're all packed up together. One guy wrecks. It takes us all out. Ugh. So with that being said, you kind of want to be either way up front or you want to be way in the back. You don't really want to be stuck in that middle area of the pack. So that's kind of my strategy, at least. Yeah. Some guys are different, but that's how I try to approach the weekend.
Very cool.
Noah Gregson is with us. Are you a football fan?
I like football a little bit, yeah.
You're from Vegas, so, I mean, are you a Raiders fan now?
I like the Raiders, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel like tonight's going to go with the draft then?
I got to be honest. I don't know shit about the draft. No. So, yeah, I'm probably the wrong guy. I hope we get a lot of talented young men.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, that's the right answer. That's a good answer.
Where is Shador going to go?
That's a really good question.
Where is
I don't
it?
Know.
Saints? You think Saints?
Could be at number 9.
Could be Pittsburgh at 21.
Look at 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
I think he goes like mid-late 20s.
Yeah. I think he's going to drop. I mean, yeah. I definitely think Pittsburgh could be where he ends up. So, yeah. Who knows? Noah, good luck this weekend at Talladega. We'll see you in about a month here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Awesome.
But thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. If we win,
Chase and Big Joe.
Hey,
both of you guys are.
I feel pretty good about you this weekend.
You got to win.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go. We will come back.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
What day is it? And celebrity birthdays next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.